For the UW College's 13 two-year schools, overall enrollments increased 5% from last year to a total of 13,800 students. This is the third year in a row that tuition hasn't gone up for the two-year colleges. Carla Robb, Assistant Dean of Student Services at the UW Fox Valley, says that and their programs for working adults factored into their school's spike in enrollment.
Our tuition for 1 year is about $4,500, and if you look at a neighboring institution, it's anywhere between $6,300 and $6,600 for the year. 33% of our students are non-traditional students, so people that are working full-time can continue with their same place of employment and still gain some additional knowledge by taking a course here or there through UW-Fox.
As for four-year colleges, UW system representatives say enrollment's expected to be on par with last year. Some campuses, such as UW-Oshkosh, Milwaukee, and Green Bay, are even projecting record enrollment. Pam Harvey-Jacobs is director of UW-Green Bay Admissions. She says enrollment is past 6,500 students this year, about 300 more than last year.
After we closed admission for both freshmen and transfers, we made the decision to continue accepting applications from an 11-county region that surrounds our campus, mostly because we thought that there may be some students out there whose plans had to change because of the economy.
Harvey Jacobs says there's also 75 more transfer students and nearly 100 adult degree participants than last year, something else she chalks up to the economy. Finalized enrollment figures for UW colleges are expected in October. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.